We have a very interesting halacha that is nega very much to many people these weeks. And it's actually very related and very apropos to a week like this one, which is Parshas, we have over here, Be'ah B'chukaisai this week, means we have a double Parsha. And this case is very unique to that Parsha as well. So let's see. So first of all, we have our halacha. The halacha Shulchan Aruch tells us, the Ramon Simon Kuf Lamedev says, in bitlu Shabbos achas kriyas haparsha b'tzibur. Someone, they did not lay the Torah in tzibur. The Shabbos abo koyim ois haparsha oi parsha ha-sheikh is ois ha-shabbos. Next week, you'd read a double parsha. You read the week of last week, you read the week of next week. That's what the Ramo brings. The Mishnah Berurah right away brings here, it's a machlokes, discussion in the Achronim. How many parshas do you need to be mashlem? Do you need to fill it? Some hold that you can mashlem everything. You missed a year, you go back, you missed, you do a year. But many Achronim, you can say that you could do only the one of the previous Shabbos, not more than that. He brings the name of the Goyen, the Vilna Goyen says, because the Vilna Goyen learns that to be mashlim a Kriyas HaTorah is like to be mashlim what? It's like to do a Shlomo of Tefillah. So when a person misses Mincha, he davens Meir twice. You can't fill in Shachris. So the Parsha is always the one of last week. Okay. Now, when you're talking about doing last week, comes the Mishnah Berurah with another thing. Mishnah Berurah brings, he's quoting, it's really the Morgan Avraham, the Barhaitiv. So they bring the discussion, how many parshas max can you do? And the Morgan Avraham brings that there are those that say that the max you could do per week is two. Why? Because sometimes you do one parsha that week, and sometimes you do a double parsha when you have a double parsha. But you never have three parshas. So the Mishnah Berurah says that some say in order to be mashlim, you can be mashlim only one parsha, not two. So the case that the Magen Avraham is speaking about is what happens if you had last week two parshas, and this week one. So then the tzibur needs to lay in the two plus the one. Says you can't do three. Maybe do only one of the two. That you can't do. That's like reading half a parsha. So then you don't do ashlama. You don't fill in what you missed last week. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that will apply the same thing when you have like this week. If Parshas Emor was last week. This week is Parsha Be'ah B'chukosai. You want to be Mashim last week. Can you read Emor and Be'ah B'chukosai? Says, according to this Shita, you cannot read, when you have a double Parsha, an additional Parsha. So you don't read the last week's Parsha. But some argue, Mishmur himself brings both. He brings the Marimi means, is the one who says, that you don't be Mashim it. They means, Rabba, the last week you have to be Mashim. You have to do both. For many people, this week will be the first time they're going to have a Kriyas HaTorah. So according to the second sheet of the Mishnah Berurah, they have to lay not only Be'ah B'chukosai, they have to lay also Emor. L'chura. So that's something which is very difficult to do. So, but again, we have the other sheet that say you don't do more than two parshas. As the Mishnah Berurah brings in, L'vi and Simu Kuf Lamedim. But maybe there's another way, another thing to understand, why it's not there is another reason why lemaise you don't go and say that you have to do ashlama. So we say, how many ashlamas do you do? You do parshas, three parshas, how many weeks you go back? But the question is, who needs to do ashlama? Does any individual deny the Kriyas HaTorah need to be mashter? Or it needs to be the tzibur? Only a tzibur. Now, this goes back to a topic we discussed in Parshas B'Shalach. Then we mentioned that it happens to be that a tzibur did not relate to Kriyas HaTorah. I mean, when does that happen? But if that happens, now, unfortunately, we're encountering it on a weekly basis, that a tzibur is not relating to Kriyas HaTorah. So let's go back a little to that. Sugya was like this. Start from this angle. There is a halacha Shulchan Aruch, brought down Shulchan Aruch in two places. Can a person, when he is in shul, while he's hearing Kriyas HaTorah, can he say, Shtai Mikra Echatayim? The Shulchan Aruch says he could. He could learn Shtarim Mikra during that time. Many poskim argue and say, how can you learn Shtarim Mikra Chatargum doing Kriyas HaTorah? You're not really listening to every word of the Chazan. Or the Baal Koryeh. The Baal Koryeh is reading a pasuk, and he's reading two pasukim in the Targum. He's not really following the Baal Koryeh. But the Shulchan Aruch says you could do it. The Midrash Shavur summarizes, he brings that the Shlo and the Vilna Goyen, based on many Rishayim, Shibula Aleket, they say that no, you have to follow every word the Baal Koryeh is doing. You can't just hear, with half an ear, you hear what he's saying while you're doing something else. What's the Nikudas HaMachloikas between these two Shivas? So what the Mazmar comes out from the Achronim is that the Machloikas is, what is the Chayva, the obligation, to listen to Kriyas HaTorah? Is that obligation for every individual to listen to Kriyas HaTorah? Every one of us has to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Or it's an obligation on the tzibur. When you have a tzibur together, they have to do Kriyas HaTorah. But there's no chiyuv for every individual to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. Shulchan Aruch holds, it's a din in the tzibur. So you may have the tzibur's laying Kriyas HaTorah, you're now on the side, you want to read your own chumash. It's not a problem. Why? Are you not going to hear every word? You don't have to hear every word. It's not a din for you to hear it. It's a din that the tzibur will read it. The tzibur read it. You don't have to have every individual hearing every word. You're in shul, it's part of the tzibur. Masha'ike and the other shita, we'll call the shita of Bira Groh, the Shla, the Shibla Leket, says no, you have to hear every word because it's a chiyuv on you. We find another machlek is very similar to this. Another discussion. If a person is, it's a case, double case, one case is a person is in jail, or if a person is sick, and he's not able to come to shul, should you bring a sefer Torah to his house and lay? So, Radan Shulchan Aruch, as Mishnah Berurah quotes it, brings it, is that you do not bring a sefer Torah for an individual. Even though you'll gather 9 people with him to join the minyan, you still don't bring it for an individual, only for a tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha brings, that there will be a difference. What happens with what? If you have 10 people in jail, then you for sure bring a sefer Torah for them. But for an individual, you don't bring a sefer Torah. The Bir Halacha brings, and many Rishayim argue that. Many Rishayim hold that you bring it even for an individual. What's the machlekes? The same machlekes. Is that an obligation to bring an individual to hear Kriyas HaTorah? So that guy is in jail, he has to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Bring 9 people, bring a sefer Torah, and he should hear Kriyas HaTorah. But the other shita, the shita of Shulchan Aruch is, you're not supposed to hear, it's not a din individual, din in a tzibur. This guy has no chiyuv. Now, in the week of Parash B'Shalach, we mentioned that the Birkas Shmuel brings the name of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. Chaim Soloveitchik takes it to extreme. He says it's so much so that it's a chiyuv in the tzibur that if you do not have 10 people that need to hear Kriyas HaTorah, there's no Kriyas HaTorah. Usually we have a rule. We never have to have a tzibur. So let's say I want to daven Philip at tzibur. So if I have 6 people that didn't daven and 4 people that did daven, you could daven at tzibur. The 4 will be mashlim. They will fill in the 4 that are missing. Why? Because each individual needs a daven. Each individual has a chiyuv to daven b'tzibur. But I cannot get 10, so I do 6 plus 4, and it's good enough. But Kriyas HaTorah is not a din on the tzibur, on the yechid, on the individual. It's a din on the tzibur. So as long as I don't have 10, there are chiyuv to do it, there's no chiyuv at all. That's what Reb Chaim says. And we saw that the Bir Halacha argues, and the Bir Halacha brings in one of the Rishayim, that even if you have 6, it's still, you still read the Torah. In other words, you don't go to that extreme, that you need to have 10 people to obligate it. 6 is good enough, you have a roif. But still, you have to have a tzibur, says the Bir Halacha. Comes out, he brings later, and Tzimin Kuv Minvav. What happens if you have one guy who didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah? Now, we have a din in Tfilah. Tefillah b'tzibur is only if you have 6 people who didn't hear the davening. But if you have one guy who didn't daven, he can ask 9 people, please answer me. I will say Baruch Hu, I will say Kedusha, and answer me. That's okay. One individual can do that. So also, when you're doing it so you would think, Krista, you could do the same. Says Baruch Hu, can't do that. Why? Meferish Baruch Hu. It's not a din on the Yachid, it's a din on the tzibur. So one individual, if you have 6, you have a right tzibur. Okay, so it says the Bir Halacha, that's considered to be a tzibur. But if I have only one, that's not good enough. So these shittas hold it's a din on the tzibur. Others argue and hold it's a din on every individual to lay in the Torah. Right? That would be the machlekes, the discussion, what it is. So when we get to here, this is will be a bin daf kamina. Zachar is different. Zachar is not din on the tzibur. Zachar is din on the yachid. You just can't. This would be a good individual, a good difference. A yachid must lay in the Torah with tzibur, but it's a din on the yachid to hear pashas zachar. Vad yes. Yeah, exactly. You have to hear every word. This will be nefkamina. Nefkamina is, according to the Goyim, to the Nefarish, you have to hear every word that the Baal Kriya says. It's very difficult to do that. You know, in Kriyas and Megillah, we're so careful not to miss a word. If he says Haman and you miss the noon of the Haman, you go back. If you want to be Nefkamina of the Goyim, you have to hear every word of the Baal Kriya when he's laying the Torah. That's how it works. So it comes out like this. When you have, and this is really the Shari Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim of Margolios, he wrote a sefer, a full sefer on Ilchus Kriyas HaTorah. And there he brings the Farish. I read you his Lashon. You know, maybe I'll even share with the Olam over here. Here it is. So here is the Shari Ephraim, look at the Shari Ephraim. For Rabbi Ehem, Sif Deshim, Bidlo Atzimah Kriya Bo'ines, Yashlimu Shabbos HaBoi. You have to fill it next week. Fi Loim Bidlo Bo'ines, the Shari Ephraim, there weren't 10. You don't have to mash the next Shabbos. That's what he says. So the Shari Ephraim is in the Farish. The only chiyuv that you have to fill in the previous week is only the tzibur. Because the tzibur is mechuyav to do kriyas haTorah. So therefore, if you, the tzibur is together, but they didn't have Kriyas HaTorah, next week they have to fill it in. But if you were individuals, not a tzibur, so then what? Then the Chura, then they have a din, that they have to, there's no din to be mashlevet. So if the person davened b'yichidus last Shabbos, and this Shabbos is davened b'tzibur, then there's no chiv to read it again. But if last Shabbos was somebody who davened b'tzibur, but he did not have a Kriyas HaTorah, so this Shabbos, according to many, is going to have to read three mashlevet. That will be the difference. Now, it's interesting to point out that the Shari Ephraim goes to the Shita, the Shulchan Aruch, the way it comes out from the Bir Halacha, that the Din of Kriyas HaTorah is Din of the Tzibur. But as we mentioned, there's many that hold as Din of an individual. According to that, the individual, he will be Mechuyav to be Mashlevet. It's brought down in the Tosefos Ma'aseh Rav. Ma'aseh Rav is a sefer that was written, someone who lived in the house of the Goyin, and he wrote everything you saw by the Goyin. Then there's Tosefos Ma'aseh Rav where they added later. So they add later, it says in there, in Sif Kotel Lamedalet, it says that the Vilna Goyen, when he went, he was in jail for 4 weeks. When he came out of jail, he asked for someone to come and lay for him the Torah for the last 4 weeks. That's what he told him to do. Now, the Goyen says you only mashed him 1 week and not more. So then already the Achrayim answer, there's a difference, there's two dinim of reading Kriyas HaTorah. So Kriyas HaTorah adds laying the parsha of that week. Then he came mashim only previous week. There's another Kriyas HaTorah, they have to mashim the Torah every year. So that's what the Gemara is bothered by. But you can say, what is Kriyas HaTorah? There's no chiyuv on ayachid. So maybe that will go, the in the Ma'aseh Rav, the Gemara is going to shitasay. That's a chiyuv on an individual to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So therefore, he holds every mashim everything. But if you're going with the Shita Shulchan Aruch, the din of tzibur, there's no din to be mashim if you daven b'yichidus. I saw a mashim before the shiur, I saw the Herschel Schechter. And one of the Piskei Halachos he brought out, he brings this and he comes to that same conclusion that really that most Olam is going to say you don't be mashim pashas that you daven b'yichidus. But if you go with the meaning of the Goyin, and he brings also the Chazon Ish, says the same thing, so you have to mashim every pashas that you missed. He says it's probably the right thing for yeshivas to go in the meaning of the Goyin, and they should lay in every pashas that they missed. They didn't daven b'tzibur, they have to go back and lay in all that. But going for us, if you daven b'yichidus, you don't mashim it. What? No, so that's clear. He brings that a two over there. The Kriyas HaTorah is only on Shabbos. The real Kriyas HaTorah that we have, we spoke about it in our shiur in the past, is only on Shabbos. During the week, exactly to the big Kriyas HaTorah.
Does he have to make it up the day of Shabbos? Or, okay, so we're behind eight parts.
So he brings there that you can divide it. You don't have to do it dafkan at Shabbos, but then you have to check what the source is, because. So I didn't daven b'tzibur. For me, individually, last Shabbos I did not daven b'tzibur. This Shabbos I have a tzibur in the street. We're doing the porch minyan. So there's no chiyuv to mash the parasha. But someone who daven b'tzibur, so there is another reason not to do it, which is the sheet is saying you don't do three parashas. So if it's big tircha to do the parasha of last week, you should do only two. What? It sounds in the Mishnah Berurah that he paskins that you have to do all three. But there is another sheet that says do only two. Ma'ariv Amin says to do only two, not three. So yes, it'll be this way. If you have Ma'ariv Amin to be Sayyid Mechan to do only two. To do one, the last expansion.